Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey everyone, good Friday. Welcome to the Dom Show. Big day, big news day. A lot of people stopping by in about 15 minutes forever. I've been trying to get Dan and Henry here to get Elise Stefanik on. Very tough, but they got her. We'll talk with her about what's going on in New York, but more importantly, President Trump and particularly women. I'll give you a place where President Trump is doing remarkably well. We've talked about it before, but Lochelle, the bakery right here in our area where they have the cookie count every year. People are driving, they say in an article today, from miles away, from 2 hours away, because they may or may not get the cookies shipped there in time. And the count as of late last night, VP Harris, people have bought 889 Kamala Harris cookies. Substantial, right, for that bakery, not bad. And for President Trump, 12,558. Now, this bakery called the election in 2016. In other words, the winner then was Trump, but in 2020, they were off. Let's hope they're back on the way. Can you imagine 12,558? I think people are just all out in any way, shape, or form trying to be involved and saying, in any kind of vote that's out there, be it a cookie vote or a real vote, we're there with Trump. Now, Vice President Harris today, and you have to imagine this, finally in Arizona, is going to the border today. I think it's Douglas, Arizona, someplace like that. And she's going to try to drill down on two things. One thing is fentanyl. Dave McCormick, of all people running in the Senate, is the best, probably, that I've heard on this about what he would do. Harris isn't serious about this, but she's going to say, you know what the pivot point is? Well, this was all in the border deal that Trump stopped. And again, I come back to these goofy Republicans who were actually going to sign this. Now, Byron Donalds, who has just arrived as a superstar, one of the real rising hopes of the Republican Party, the congressman from Florida, he tweeted out the other day, the reason it would be voted against by Byron Donalds and anybody rational is that border deal that did get some of these pesky Republicans to sign off, very few, but by doing that, it allows them to say it was bipartisan and Trump jumped in and doesn't want to protect you at the border. He listed the top 10 reasons. I'll give you a few of them that he voted against it. It would codify, catch, and then release them. It would let in 1.8 million more illegals. It would fund sanctuary cities. It would have taxpayer-funded lawyers to illegals. It would give work permits to illegals. It would do nothing to deport. Remember that in this election, Trump has to drill down on that more. Deport illegals. Nothing, no immediate wall funds, and weaker asylum screening. Just a few of the reasons from Byron Donalds why anybody sane would not have voted for this. Why did Republicans do it in the Senate once again? They got lured into, we're going to do something about it. All that they did was give a cover to Harris. So I'm sure she'll stand somewhere where there's a wall, take credit for it, and then pivot to attacking Trump, not being serious about the border. Now, in any kind of polling, this isn't working overwhelmingly. But remember, this is a game of inches. Speaking of which, North Carolina, I think I have to give a lot of praise today, too. Now, you know, I'm in the camp that Trump's going to win North Carolina. But North Carolina just removed 747,000 from the voter rolls, citing ineligibility. In other words, the wrong address, they moved here, they're deceased. 747,000 from voter rolls. Here in Pennsylvania, of course, they fight to the death. Joe Frazier, last time I checked, sadly, may he rest in peace, Joe Frazier, is still on the voting rolls. Will Joe vote again this time? And I'm sure he'll vote for a Democrat if he votes again. Also, something continuing in the presidential race. Salon Magazine today, left-wing magazine. A hit piece with a new twist on Trump. Of course, they call him Hitlerian, fascist, and Vance too. But you're going to hear this talking point. I'm sure they're going to pick up on it. They're using the phrase mission creep. Remember mission creep from a place like Iraq? Meaning you go in with one mission, but then it gets to be more as the goal and it can't be reached. Well, they're saying that Trump has had mission creep from just being kind of like, oh, I don't know, a Mussolini, to now going full Hitler. This is not going to end, most people believe, sadly, given the ineffectiveness of the Secret Service, and there's more on that today, and given everything else out there, we're going to see more people driven to stop Hitler, because that's what they're being told Trump is. But watch for this. Watch for this phrase, mission creep. That's where we're going with it. And I'll talk to Stefanik in about 15 minutes about that, about Mayor Adams of New York. Jonathan Turley, Fox News' Jonathan Turley, brilliant column today. And he argues there's less than meets the eye in the Eric Adams case. Now, I'm not going to go as far as what he says, but he says this is what mayors do. Talking about some of these benefits, some of them that go back, I believe, prior to him being mayor. And Turley's argument is my argument also, which is nobody was going to bother this guy until he started speaking out about illegal immigrants being in New York, overwhelming the system, very public, going after the federal government. And then you know what happened. Suddenly, we have all these charges. Turley, very gifted attorney, says this is very suspicious. It's Menendez, it's Cuellar, the congressman from near the Texas border who spoke out. Now, I'm not saying there's not massive corruption here in New York, but it's very curious, is it not, that everything seems to sail along. You don't hear anything like that until what? Until they go against their own tribe here, the Democrat Party. And then suddenly, there is big trouble. There's a federal indictment on things that Turley says, this is kind of what mayors do. Now, speaking of the government, the best material, and got to realize, every day I'm going through literally 50 to 60 websites, podcasts, newspapers, CNNs, Fox News's. Best thing I saw today is from Kimberly Strassel over at the Wall Street Journal. Now, she writes, I'm not sure if it's once or twice a week, but she's brilliant. And she talks about when Harris talks about the opportunity.
I went
economy,
to school on a school bus.
Really what she means is she wants to give Americans the opportunity to choose between whatever Democrats decide is best for them. And she advises Trump to go back to Ronald Reagan. I'm here from the government. I'm here to help you. Go back and make the point again and again and again. The government is the problem. This overreaching government on our rights, our monies. The government is the problem. It always comes down to that. And it has been on steroids in the Biden era. Really, this is Bidenomics too. That's what she's preaching. That's what she's about. So I hope Trump weaves that in a lot, makes that kind of a closing argument. That and are you better off than you were 4 years ago? These are both arguments back to Reagan. They're not old and hackneyed. They just have to be put in new clothes. They work every time. That's what the polling indicates. That's what people are hungry for. That's why she's saying it's going to be a pivot. We're going to look forward, not backward, all this type of stuff. When really the bottom line is that she's going to do exactly what Biden did, only worse. One other endorsement out there. And every 4 years, sometimes every 2 years, this group has to pay for stuff like this. The Philadelphia Firefighters and Paramedics Union has endorsed Dave McCormick for Senate, not Bob Casey Jr. Now, Casey, in the past, has been able to say to these unions, look, I'm going to give you whatever you want. I know you don't have the same values as I do, but we're all in this together. I'll give you what you want. Let's just move on here. Did not work this time. I'm not sure if they're going to endorse Trump or not. And it's, you know, it's only a small group here in Philadelphia. But every time that they do this, it's a curious thing to see how that's received and how all hell breaks loose. Now, I'll be on Inside Story on Channel 6. It's one of the real platforms that I'm honored, and it's thanks to you, the listeners, to be on once a month, sometimes more. And one of the things that came up, speaking of endorsements that you'll hear talked about on the panel, is the issue of the Teamsters here locally. And I laid out the interview we had with their president, Hamilton, which is up on podcast, and which, I'll tell you, it was tremendous stuff about the support that even he in some way, shape, or form, after some sparring, had to admit that President Trump has by Teamsters. It was even more overwhelming here locally than it was on the national level. So watch for that. It's on 11:30 every Sunday. Side question today. With all this news, again, Secret Service yesterday, now it comes up that no one informed the person in charge, the actual person in charge, in the Butler debacle where Trump was shot in the ear, was unaware of the heightened level of security that would be needed due to threats from Iran. That just came out in the testimony yesterday. Something that we knew, but it was clarified. It was amplified here. So our side question today, and have some fun with this, even though it's a serious subject, really. Give us somebody real or fictional that you'd like to see head up Trump's security, because you think this person would be more qualified than anybody to head up their security. You know who I'm going to go with. I'm going to take off the board, of course, Jack Bauer. You can't beat Jack Bauer. Kiefer Sutherland, 24. Particularly those first two seasons before they made him do a PSA because it was seen as anti-Muslim, the show. So I'll take Jack Bauer off. We'll get yours. And we got Elise Stefanik in the on-deck circle. By the way, we had on Jim Worthington, the Knack, out there in Bucks County. Don't forget this weekend bringing J.D. Vance in to speak at a rally out there. It's a great spot. And he told me yesterday, Alina Haba, the president's lawyer, also will be at that event. So you can register at the TrumpForce47.com and get a seat. It's going to be a spectacular event with Vance. So we have coming up today, too, on the show, Tommy John. What show in America has Elise Stefanik and Tommy John? Because Tommy John is a Trump supporter, big-time Trump supporter. Yeah. The pitcher won 288 games. He was doing an interview with the Yankees broadcast, and he said he's not in the Hall of Fame, maybe, because he's a Trump supporter. And I just thought that Tommy John surgery, this into politics, and he is a big Trump supporter. He'll be here for a few minutes, just a bit of, you know, the sideshow that this election has become. So all that is in play. Elise Stefanik, Congresswoman Stefanik from the New York area, is next. Get in at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Dom Giordano Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All right, Dom Giordano Show, big issues, big guests. How long have we tried to get Congresswoman Stefanik on the show? She's with us now. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik here in Philadelphia. Congresswoman, thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Great to join you today.
Well, first, before we get to the campaign, it's been a while, but thank you for what you did. That was as buttoned up and as thorough during the college president's moment, anti-Semitism, et cetera. What was going through your head during that period of time? Were you thinking, yeah, once and for all, these people are being exposed?
I'll tell you, I was so disappointed. And I asked that last question, and the question was this: does calling for the genocide of Jews violate your university's code of conduct? And I assumed they would all say yes. It was shocking to me that it has become so morally bankrupt and, frankly, academically bankrupt at these quote-unquote most elite higher ed institutions. So it is now the most viewed testimony in the history of the United States Congress. There have now been 5 college presidents who have been fired. That's Harvard, Penn, Cornell, Rutgers, as well as I'm forgetting one right now. That and Columbia, of course, Columbia with the pro-Hamas encampment. And it's because of their failure to lead these institutions, and we held them accountable. These schools felt entitled to nearly $1 billion per school of U.S. taxpayer dollars, and yet they're not representing American values. So this is long overdue, and it set off an earthquake in higher ed where we need to rein these schools in, hold them accountable for their failure to ensure Title VI protections for Jewish students, and for their groupthink radical intellectual rot that is happening, and really this, you know, move to the far left of colleges and universities. So there's a lot of work to do. I'm committed to doing it for the long run, and President Trump, I know, is committed to making sure that we root out the rot in these colleges as well.
Well, I would add, though, you're being a bit modest. Your instincts there were spot on about what was going to happen, and that's why I'm thrilled to have you here. First, let's talk about the campaign in general, and then I want to talk a little bit about female voters, particularly here in the Pennsylvania suburbs, where I think that's where some Trump work needs to be done. What are you seeing at this point for the final push, the final 38 days or so?
This election is a choice. It's a choice between the continuation of historic inflation, where Kamala Harris was the deciding vote that led to Joe Biden's Inflation Expansion Act. It's a choice between the secure border under President Trump versus the wide open catastrophic border crisis with Kamala Harris as the open border czar. It is a choice between energy independence and supporting those important fracking jobs in Pennsylvania versus Kamala Harris, who wants to ban fracking in Pennsylvania, despite the fact that she's trying to cover up her previous positions desperately. And it's a choice between a strong commander-in-chief who has a record of strengthening our national security with the world at peace versus the chaos and catastrophe under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Kamala Harris was the last person in the room when Joe Biden made the decision for the catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan. And of course, you see our most precious ally, Israel, under attack. So it is all on the line this election cycle, and voters need to know that Kamala Harris has had 4 years. She created these crises and oftentimes was either the deciding vote or designated by Joe Biden to lead key issues like the border that she has failed. So when she says on day one, we know what day one looks like. It's a failure versus the economic success, the support for American energy, the support for American manufacturing and national security around the world under President Trump. That's the choice this election cycle.
Congresswoman, I had on the regional Teamsters this week, and even they had to admit that President Trump, by another poll here just in Pennsylvania, has broken through. No Republican that I'm thinking of right now, maybe, but nobody could break through to that group like Trump has. Yet we're still experiencing potentially some work to be done with women in the suburbs of Philadelphia, which could be determinative. So I know we don't want to just pitch messages, the broad message you just said, but how is it that Trump talked about being a protector of women this week? I don't think that was as effective. What would you say he could talk about that women particularly can buy into?
Well, first of all, President Trump delivered the greatest economic boost for American women of any modern-day president. And compare that to Kamala Harris, who created this historic inflation crisis. Women are the primary, we balance our checkbooks for our families. And this inflation crisis, going to the grocery store, that impacts women and men, but it particularly hurts working women. If you look at child care, it was President Trump who doubled the child tax credit. He also made child care more affordable. Kamala Harris, it's become worse. It is less affordable. It is more difficult, more costly because of inflation. inflation too for hardworking families. President Trump has supported economic opportunity for women. It was the highest number of women ever in the workplace in history under President Trump. And yet you see unemployment challenges. You see challenges for small businesses to start under Kamala Harris. Compare that to President Trump. You had historic numbers of women small business owners and entrepreneurs. Another issue that I think is very important to all voters, but particularly women, is safety and security. This crime crisis is because of the defund the police policies and rhetoric of Kamala Harris and today's Democrat Party. You see a skyrocketing of crime, not just in Philadelphia, but suburbs as well, and rural communities. And it is because Kamala Harris has brought in the defund the police left. She herself has donated to those bail funds to release violent criminals when she donated to that fund in Minnesota versus Trump, who is law and order and has earned the endorsements of law enforcement agencies because he stands for border security. And then the border crisis is also a women's issue because the border crisis impacts every community. If you look at the leading cause of death for adult Americans aged 18 to 35, it's fentanyl poisoning.
Exactly.
And that's coming across our southern border. And every family knows someone or has been directly touched by fentanyl poisoning because of this border crisis. And Kamala Harris is the border czar. We have the most secure border under President Trump. And I worked with him on the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act to address the addiction crisis, to address fentanyl. And yet this administration has gotten worse under Joe Biden and Harris. So those are three key issues that specifically impact women. And we are going to work hard to make sure that women voters turn out and that they see the record of President Trump versus the failures of Kamala Harris.
Speaking of crime, alleged crime, I'll say, Mayor Adams yesterday. Now, I'm in a camp and I'm not sure where you are. It says that Adams, like corruption here in Philadelphia, has been doing these things for years. Some of them go back pretty far. But when he publicly had that forum about illegal immigrants in New York, calling out the Biden administration, really at the heart of it, that really struck a blow. Now we see down the road that he's under multiple indictments.
Sure. So my take on Eric Adams is he should resign. And look, we have had a cult of corruption in New York's Democrat Party. And I think that's actually rampant in the Democrat Party across the country. We had a governor who was forced out, Andrew Cuomo, forced out in disgrace. You had Kathy Hochul, the least popular governor right now. She has been infiltrated by the Chinese Communist Party. That was another high profile indictment just recently. And now Eric Adams, who is taking foreign dollars, essentially, while he is in position of elected office. Office as New York City mayor and bribery. That's illegal. And it is part of today's Democrat Party. And it goes all the way to the White House with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris has watched this and allowed this to happen in this administration. So it is a cult of corruption. Now, when it comes to the illegal crisis, you bet New York City has struggled. But this is also the same mayor, Eric Adams, who supported sanctuary city policies, which led to the illegal crisis. So, yeah, he gave one speech that was tough on the Biden administration, but look at his record where New York City rolled out the red carpet for illegals, and now politically it's turning against them because New York City taxpayers are seeing the crime skyrocketing, and they know that they're footing the bill to the tune of billions of dollars, and yet New York City kids are sent home from school. So that's why you're seeing Republicans continue to gain inroads at the ballot box in New York State.
I see you as a person, very detailed-oriented, very much following through on it. The Secret Service, I'm not sure if you're on any of the committees associated with it. How did we get, it's got to be more than just DEI nonsense, I think, from one of the most prized organizations maybe 10, 15, or 20 years ago, at least we thought it was, to now the arrogance and the incompetency mixed together when it comes to President Trump?
We've seen that in a lot of these agencies, unfortunately. The FBI, which is rotten in terms of the politicization of those agencies, and I think there needs to be a deep dive into the Secret Service. I'm not on the committee looking into the assassination attempts, but I am on the Intelligence Committee, and I have real, real concerns about the Secret Service's inability institutionally to provide the protection that is necessary for President Trump. And my fear is these agencies are being so politicized as arms of the Biden Biden administration and today's Democrat Party that they have moved away from their mission. Now, when it comes to the agents, President Trump is very grateful for his agents who put their lives on the line every day. But there are cultural and management problems at that agency, particularly after Pennsylvania. A good leader takes accountability and provides answers. You had the former head of the Secret Service, who was the head at that time, refuse to answer any questions or give a public statement after the first assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. That is unacceptable. It's one of the reasons why she was forced to resign and got such bad feedback, not just from Republicans, but Democrats as well. So a lot of work needs to, we need to fix these agencies to make sure that they meet their mission. And that's why this investigation is so important.
Parting question for you. You are on the Intelligence Committee. The president with Zelensky, moments ago, there was a thing where the president said he could do something with Putin and Zelensky interrupted there. What are your constituents? Where are we on Ukraine right now? And you're on the Intelligence Committee, too.
My major concern is that you have U.S. taxpayer dollars going without a strategic vision from an American president as to how to bring peace to the region. President Trump will bring peace to the region, as he said. He should be able to do that immediately. And yet you have Biden, who is feckless and a weak American president. And let's not forget, this Russian invasion of Ukraine would have never happened were President Trump in office. It was because of Joe Biden's weakness that Putin was able to do that. And this was after the Nord Stream 2 giveaway, the energy pipeline giveaway that Biden gave to Vladimir Putin. So I support President Trump's America First national security policy that delivered in his first term, and it's going to deliver in the next term.
Congresswoman, thank you so much. Please come back before the election. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dom.
All right, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik here on Talk Radio 1210. Nice work there, Dan. I know this was a long time type of thing. You even met one of her staffers.
I went to a bachelor party.
Bachelor
with one
party.
Of communications
Look,
people.
We
yeah.
go to levels here that are I don't want to know what happens, how the sausage is made here in the producer's room. It doesn't
Spent
matter.
Spent some time in Cancun with the guy, and it took this long to get. Like,
there
what the hell's going
go.
On?
Exactly. You know some of the stories behind the scenes of how guests get on here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I got Blackbeard on this guy, too. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. You got the side question today. I gave you mine. Jack Bauer, definitely. Real or fictional, who would you want in charge of security for President Trump, given all the difficulties? Henry, do you have one?
Yes, I have two, actually, if that's all right.
Okay, sure.
Sure, I'm going to go with my fictional one first. It would be the Terminator.
Okay.
No one I want on my side more.
Okay.
No stopping him. And then I'll go with one in real life. Big Dom DeSandro.
Oh,
Philadelphia.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't like that guy
Keeping
even a little bit.
Our sidelines safe.
He gives discredit to the Dom name. He's the only other prominent Dom in Philadelphia. All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I saw him holding Lane Johnson off the field the other day, and he was almost as big.
Yeah.
Which is...
I mean, if we ever need him, I'm sure Stout can show him a few moves and get him on the line.
Here you go.
Who'd you take off the board? I was running around with
Jack
Stefanik.
Bauer.
Jack Bauer. I'm going to take off a big one, Dom. Let's see if I can get this going. Yeah, you got to take off James Bond, right?
Of course.
So James Bond will be one of mine. The other, a little bit messier, maybe. But Mike Ehrmantraut, it seems like every time he does something, does it right, right?
You know, what's the best Mike Ehrmantraut moment?
I don't know. Tell me.
I think in Breaking Bad, when they go, and just think of what they had to do with the Mexican drug lord. They took Jesse there. They said he couldn't drink the special liqueur. He's an addict. Gus knew what he was going to do, go and throw up so he wouldn't die. Mike is sneaking up on the guy, couldn't have a gun, but he was going to garrote him from behind, the one guy that was left there.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, so 855-839-1210. And yes, Tommy John is on the show today. I'll ask him a number of things, including his Trump support. Is it a joke or not? Appears that he might think it was joking, why he's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. All right, so hit us. Who should head up?
Quick producer note
Trump
there, too, yes. Dom. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD, @1210WPHD. Go right. Like and subscribe, please. Like and subscribe, because today Tommy and John will be joining us live via video if everything goes correctly.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to see Tommy himself talk with Dom live on video, we do have that video component always going at YouTube. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD.
I thought you were going to tell him I have the Channel 6 suit on today.
Well, you do look good. I thought you dressed up for Tommy John,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they certainly can do that. I'm going to ask Tommy John, but I asked everybody that ever throws anything. Take a look at me. Do I look like I could throw a football 40 yards? All right, maybe I need
Sadly,
Tommy John.
I don't know if I'll be able to see you. That's
you know, is that in the budget, Tommy John surgery in order to throw a football 40 yards? I might have to consider it. All right.
Elective Tommy John surgery.
Elective for a
Kids
talk
get
radio
that
host.
Nowadays, though.
Do they really?
Yeah. Just as a preventative measure. It's like, if I throw this hard, I'm going to do it anyway.
You just could take your Achilles and move it up to your elbow just for the hell of
God.
It?
Why not?
Okay.
Going to the
All
pros,
right.
baby.
All right, 855-839-1210. You got to get in here. Last show of the week. And we got Tommy John, Dave McCormick coming up, and some others. And the side question, though, who should head up the Trump detail? Be creative. Be outside the box. You know, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? Crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean.
Water.
The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water, and they'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service and attention to detail are just fantastic. They have quite a niche, by the way, in this field. So they come out to your home. Dwayne was our guy.
What field's that, Dom?
It's a field of water conditioning and purification. That's the niche.
Water.
And they are number one. Dwayne was our guy. Whoever you get. They are immaculate when they come out, and they really love showing you the result, the solution. So it's martinwater.com. That's where you go, or 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So I just mentioned, we got to get Elise Stefanik on. That was brilliant stuff. And again, I make the point, I didn't want to, you know, go too far with her, with women. We get the point, what Trump did the other day about the protector. You heard what she said. There's a lot there that could be said, that kind of contrast of how well women did, everyone, but women in particular, we're trying to reach here, during a Trump years versus now. That's the type of stuff to try if you're going to be pitching directly in that manner where there's work to be done. All right, so President Trump with Zelensky, Senator Johnson from Wisconsin says Zelensky wanted to do a peace agreement with Putin before the war started. My guess is the U.S. egged him on. All right, so meaning egged on this situation.
You want that audio?
Yeah, when you have a chance, Dan.
I got it. We're good.
Would you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, here's a little bit what Johnson's saying, and the... The notion that Ukraine is a front and center issue ultimately is not going to work. But before we play that, I'll give you the two things. One, it helps Trump to make the broader point. This didn't happen during the Trump years because Putin knew there's any number of things Trump might do. And I think that's a fair point. It's evidence. It's right there. As long as Trump doesn't go too far and talk about, oh, this great relationship with Putin and all that, that's not a winner. That allows them to bring up the whole rubles, you know, the whole nonsense. Trump's got the upper hand, just don't overplay it is what I'm saying here. Here's Ron Johnson, Zelensky today, centerpiece. Here's what he said.
Are you in support of that? Are we creating here an endless war? Is that what we're supporting?
Well, that's what we have been supporting. I have a unique perspective on this, Stuart, because I was the only member of Congress that attended Zelensky's inauguration. I went back a couple months later with Senator Chris Murphy. In that meeting, I'm quite sure it was at that meeting, Zelensky was telling us that he wanted to do a peace agreement with Putin at that point in time. Now, there's no war. There's no invasion at that point in time. This is in 2020. But he wanted to do a peace agreement with Putin because he realized he couldn't dislodge Russia from Crimea or from eastern Ukraine. He recognized that reality. He knew it wouldn't be popular, but he was willing to acknowledge that reality. My guess is the United States egged him on, you know, basically told him, oh, we'll help you dislodge Putin, when it's completely impossible, an unrealistic goal. And that resulted in the war, and that resulted in the continuation of this war. It was literally Boris Johnson, at the behest of Joe Biden, we are told, that flew into the peace talks in Istanbul a few weeks after the war started and blew up those peace talks. And so now we have this bloody stalemate. Vladimir Putin will not lose this war. He will not lose it. The only way this ends is in a settlement. I'm not going to like the settlement, but every day that goes by, that settlement gets worse and worse because more Ukrainians, more Russian conscripts, I take no joy in that they'll be dying as well, and more Ukraine gets destroyed. So this war has to end. President Trump is exactly right.
I'll leave it right there. Senator Ron
okay.
Johnson.
All right. Thank so you. It's a question of the details on this and what people are going to live with. Is this going to be a significant thing at this point in time in this election? I don't think so. I don't think people are going to vote on Ukraine too much as Zelensky's here. I gave you the two angles this brings up. This didn't happen under Trump. And then the angle of Putin back into the picture and all those allegations around that. I don't think it'll come up in the vice presidential debate, which I think is going to be for a VP debate rather significant coming up this week. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. The other thing out there today with Harris going to the border, you have all kinds of Democrat and Democrat progressive pundits lining up, and what they want to bring up that they think is a winner is they're saying, I can't believe the majority of Americans are in favor of, their words, mass deportation. Well, you know what? I do believe it. Now, Trump has been a bit fuzzy on the details, mainly saying going after criminals, and he's right to do that. He's got control of this issue. But people are in favor of this. They've had it. Democrats don't believe that. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to tell us they're trying to get bogged down in the details. Overnight, we're not going to deport 20 million people. That's true. It's not about that. Maybe some of it will be self-deportation. And then they bring up the most sympathetic figures and saying, really, you're going to deport them? Or is it mainly we are going to strip away some of the worst examples that are here? And that's what people want done. Maybe they don't think they're signing off for this process of deporting 20 million people. But they are signing off on the idea that it would be a significant number. Not just 5 people here and 10 people there. I know the polling indicates it. Gut instinct, it's a winner. Democrats can't accept that. So 855-839-1210, that's how you get on board. Harris will do 2 things today. She'll talk about fentanyl. She'll talk about she's got the angle on this because she wants more border agents. Trump wouldn't sign off on that. Again, this was an unforced error. These stupid Republicans in the Senate giving them play with this. But I gave you at the top of the show today, Byron Donalds is one of the best on this. All the things that were in that bill that were unacceptable to the average American. And I think Republicans ought to be talking about that. Pick out 2 or 3 points and tell them why this bill was a fraud. In addition to which, I'll say it to you, they can't say it. They got to be punished for this. They got to be punished for running wild and letting millions of people unvetted into the country. And then at the 11th hour saying, oh, let's do a bill. Then once the election's over, about a year from now or a few or less, they'll be back to running wild again. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, Dave McCormick will be here at 2:30. I think he's got excellent ideas, aggressive ideas on fentanyl. I mean, I think we ought to attack the drug labs. We know where they are. We could do it with drones. We don't need to put American military forces on the ground in Mexico. Yeah, Mexico. How are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness, and for over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout. Double your order and any cholesterol product for free. Call them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, though, use that code DROP, D-R-O-P, buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP at res-q.com. Dan tells me that Tommy John is in the bullpen warming up. Is he not in the Hall of Fame because of his support of Trump? It may have been sort of an offhand comp, but he's apparently a Trump supporter. Guy wins 288 games, and producer Henry doesn't want him in the Hall of Fame.
I did not say those.
We're high, right? Well, he didn't win 300. Then they bring up Jamie Moyer. Well, does Jamie Moyer belong here? Come on, I'm setting some kind of line. It's a Tommy John line. Under that line, you're not in there. And Dan, you notice that this procedure now, they're not even giving him credit on that. They're putting in some medical term before they say Tommy John.
Yeah, it's they're just called the UCL surgery now.
Yeah, right.
It's like they're trying to erase the name of Tommy John surgery. What the hell's going on?
No, I mean a medical, having your name on something medical, that's
amazing.
An achievement right there.
Right?
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
Hey, before you go, I just want to say also, Tommy being an Indiana guy, I'm looking forward to hearing that. But I want you to know this. Tommy was recruited as a basketball player for UK, but instead chose baseball, University of Kentucky. And a guy from Indiana going to Kentucky is not a good thing to hear. But
thankfully,
he chose baseball and had that great career.
I bet he will say it's a niche, too. I'm counting on that.
Niche, right. Tom. It's niche.
Let's go to Alex in Springfield. Alex, thanks for the week. Go right ahead, Alex. Yo, Alex. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, so with Zelensky meeting with Trump, personally, I could care less if Trump says that he gets along with Putin. I just want to stop sending all this money to Ukraine.
Right.
I do not care about Ukraine one iota. If Putin takes Ukraine, he's not going to take Poland and Europe and everything else and get into a full all-out war with NATO. That's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I know that's very hard to see what he would do. I mean, that means we should be pushing to get a settlement, though. It is important, and the importance is to get a settlement here.
Yes, but what I want to talk about is Mexico.
Yes.
Mexico, by far, is, I think, our biggest adversary. They're right on our border. I am sick and tired of this crap. I want Trump to come out and say, when I'm in office, it doesn't matter if we have to do it by land, air, or sea. We are going into Mexico, and we are wiping the cartel out. I don't care if they have to bring in bulldozers and clear every tree out of the Amazon forest. This has to come to an end.
Thanks, Alex. I'm going to ask Dave McCormick that. He's talked about drones. He's talked about several things. I'm not sure if he endorses that. I do. That the next president and DeSantis has been on this as much as Trump or more, that we have the ability and we should take out their drug laboratories and, to Alex's point, where they are. And Mexico is at least an adversary, if not an enemy. Now, China is the biggest enemy still. Source of fentanyl, then to Mexico. But this game that they're on the other side of a border, all the negative comes our way, and then fentanyl comes our way again. He's right. I'm not sure what Trump will say more about that coming up. Maybe something today. Harris certainly isn't saying that. She's going to talk about our partners. She wants to put one more Border Patrol agent, I believe, every 10 miles. You know, that's not going to do it. That's not going to do it based upon what we've seen here. And it has nothing to do with flying people into the country that shouldn't be here. All right. So Tommy John coming up. And Dan, tell people where they can go to see Tommy warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah, we're going to be live, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. As we always are here on the radio show, we have that video component, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Tommy will be joining via video this time, so tune in. Go over there, please like and subscribe. We'd highly appreciate it.
Yeah, and the whole premise, we saw this the other day in an interview of the Yankees channel. They were asking him, why are you not in the Hall of Fame? 288 wins.
Yeah.
Who's on the Hall of Fame voters?
He should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know why he's being kept out. This is.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. It's got to be Trump. Now, I'm sure being on the Dom Giordano program will put him over the
really
top.
You really think it's Trump, though?
Well, it doesn't help him. It hurts him, probably.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
Yeah, but
I
don't think that's the sole thing.
No. We'll ask him about it. 855-839-1210. Jump in now.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.